Okay. Why Me, God? Is a title that might have scared a few people off, but I thought it was rather fitting with everything going on that's going on in the world. Always like to start off, if I can, with metaphysical basics, and that simply is to remind everyone that everything in the universe is part of a school, an overall school. And wherever you go in the universe, there's always questions and so-called problems, quote and unquote, to be solved. Question comes up over and over again. Why problems to be solved? Simply because it is through the act of finding solutions that one learns. Now, if we didn't have these so-called problems, little obstacles, you would think, well, life would be so much easier and so much more enjoyable. That isn't really true. If we didn't have these little things that confront us as they do day by day, life would be pretty boring. Everybody would like to think, oh, it would be so easy, it would be so nice. No, it wouldn't. It would be dull. It would just be something like a flat line on a monitor. Dull. And that is not what life is supposed to be about. Repetitions are boring. Repetitions leave life without meaning. And we need to move forward, wherever we are, whatever we're doing. There isn't any development unless we have what we would tend to call obstacles. They're not obstacles. They're opportunities. You've been given two, all of us have been given two very unique opportunities. One, of course, is free will. And the universe will not interfere with that. Nothing will change that law. You can move and act and decide as you so wish. The other opportunity, of course, is consciousness. And consciousness gives us a position to really discern the difference between obstacles and opportunity. So you can look at things that are in your way, whatever they might be, and there are probably plenty of them every single day of your life. But if they're going to be obstacles, they're going to be difficulties that you feel you can't overcome or can't cross, which really isn't true. You see them as opportunities, then you can say, well, the universe has something in mind, and whatever it has in mind, it's for my benefit. And that opportunity, more than any other thing, is a chance to discover who you are. You look at your life, step back for a minute, every once in a while, take a good look at you, your life, and what you're doing. You're really finding out who you are. And that discovery is exactly what the universe wants us to do. It also gives us a chance to find out where our limits are. It's an infinite universe, but where are we in that great, vast, infinite universe that we call life? And how far can we go? I think one of the things that I see all the time is the fact that people have no idea how far they can reach, how effective they can be, how courageous they are, how strong they are. All of that is put into us when we came. All of it is there in the universe for us to use. And the more we accept that, and the more we see these so-called obstacles as opportunities, then we can find a life that is really fulfilling. I've said it over and over again, you don't want to end your sojourn here with regrets. And the only way that you can guarantee that is to take these so-called obstacles, see them as opportunities, confront them, embrace them, and move forward. When you do that, life becomes life, and not a situation of trying to climb mountains that are unclimbable. Some of this can be found very easily if we'll just look at nature. When we go out into nature, or when we start looking at nature in its natural form, we discover character. And the character of nature is simply the more that we see in nature, the more power we discover. Not just in nature, but in ourselves. We're part of this huge, infinite family. And nature is always showing us that this is the right direction. If you can identify your so-called obstacles and see that somewhere within that milieu of obstacles is opportunity, and embrace that and think, oh, this gives me a tremendous chance to do something I've never done before, then you're well on your way. And finding solutions is really the excitement of life. It isn't so much an issue of climbing the mountain and saying, hey, look, I have climbed the mountain, as it is that you have taken the steps that you need to take. And whether that gets you over the mountain or not is not really the issue. The issue is you've taken the steps and put yourself, of course, in harmony with nature. Obstacles disappear when you take action. When you stand still, obstacles tend to grow. So moving forward is one of the great issues of life, no matter what you're looking at as an obstacle, whether it be a relationship issue, a money issue, a career issue. None of it is any more than a chance to do something you've never done before, and probably doing it in a different way. To find a solution to anything is the first step to advance. Every advancement that you make is meaningful. Even if at the time it doesn't look like it's meaningful, you don't really see the results are there. And the idea of running from obstacles, standing still, being paralyzed by them, that is a situation that just takes you out of the tempo of the universe, and it takes you out of support that the universe has available to you. The universe cannot overcome and will not overcome free will. So if you stand still in the face of what you consider an obstacle, the universe, in one sense, stands still and does not offer you the opportunities that you should have and that are really there. One of the problems that we have, too, is since we're all part of this human family, we really tend to put everything under what I would call common headings. You know, relationships and money and career and homes and all these things that we put a little label on and say, well, you know, this is how I define myself. All these years that I've done this work, I will often ask people, and how do you see yourself? What do you do? They can always tell me what they do. They can't tell me who they are, because they're so busy trying to figure out the obstacle that they don't have any time to look at themselves and realize that they are the power, not only to get around the obstacles, but then they're also the cause the obstacle is there. And that becomes one of the major issues of growth, and the growth that we need to make life an exciting experience, and in the end where we can look back and say, Well, at least I took a chance. At least I took my shot.